Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Wednesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Tuesday. Being a defence lawyer, defending people who you wouldn't think really deserve defending. We're going to get to this shortly. What do we get out of testing wastewater for drugs? Pokies, Marcus wants to have a word on this. And then the pagan offerings that may be killing dogs or putting dogs at risk. I know, it's a crazy old podcast today. Let's start with this English midwife who got married, and that meant that her work visa was no longer valid.
Here you are with a couple who have been together for some extended period of time, but only got married a year ago. Didn't live together before that. Because they didn't live together because of their religious convictions, she is being denied an extension to her working visa, even though she is married to a Kiwi and has been living here for 3 years. Now, you tell me, those of you who think, well, the rules are the rules, kick her out. Give me a break. Spare me. It's nice to dredge up those two little quotes that I haven't used for a while. Spare me. This is the sort of garbage that we have to deal with because of bureaucracy. And it's the same sort of garbage that we were talking about yesterday, quite frankly.
But, of course, the real issue here is that you should just never, ever get married. Because that's it just causes problems. And certainly don't have children. I mean, I know that's not actually relevant to this particular story, but I still think it's good advice. How do you defend people who most people would agree don't deserve defending?
So I practiced for over 20 years as a lawyer, and I had to live with my conscience every day as to how I practiced. And interestingly enough, when I first started out, I did a little bit of criminal stuff, and I got a sexual offender off. There was an allegation of sexual assault on a babysitter. And at that stage, I don't know what the law is now, and at that stage there was a requirement that allegations by children had to be corroborated. So I got him off on a technicality on the basis that the babysitter's evidence was not corroborated. Therefore, there was not enough evidence to convict, and therefore he got off. I didn't feel at all happy about that and never did that type of work again. And I actually saw that the offender was charged a number of times. I watched through the paper, and eventually they got him. Eventually he made a mistake, and there was enough evidence to ping him. But the question of whether your professional responsibility equates to your personal morality is a challenging one that lawyers have to deal with every day. And for a while there, I used to teach legal ethics. Not at a university level, but, you know, hard on practice.
Yeah.
And what I used to put up on the board was this. I used to put up on the board, your professional responsibility equates to and is the same as your personal morality. And underneath that, I used to put, your professional responsibility is not the same as your personal morality. And as a kind of escape for me, but acknowledgement as to how important each of those trainees' personal morality was, I always used to say, all I'm going to talk about is your professional responsibility. I'm not going to talk about your personal morality and where it does and where it does not equate to your professional responsibility.
Oh, yes, it's the kind of thing that comes up on suits all the time. And they represent people they don't really like. Done things that they don't really agree with. But it's the job, isn't it? Oh. Geez, there's a lot of series of suits. I tell you what, we've been working our way through them all. Nowhere near up to date. Don't spoil it for me. Can't wait to find out what happens with Meghan Markle. Meanwhile, is testing wastewater for drugs a good idea?
What has the wastewater testing told you in Northland?
Well, it's told us or confirmed that we have an issue around methamphetamine. And look, to be fair, that's not really a surprise to me. And I am concerned about methamphetamine harm and the harm that it causes, obviously.
So what do we know now? Is it whether this is a large number of people using small amounts of meth or just a few people using large amounts? Is that about it?
No, I think as we enter this pilot project, there's a fair bit of analysis work to do yet. So this pilot, importantly, addresses demand of methamphetamine as well as supply. But if I just talk about the demand aspect for a minute, those are the people that are high-end users, those that are driving, if you like, the sales. And what we will learn is as we work with those people and put them on programs around for addiction services, I think we'll learn a lot about what's going on in our market. So it's a bit of a learning exercise.
You know, a while back with the police ran that Better Work Stories campaign, implying that if you work for the police, you'd have better work stories. Do you reckon the people who have to poke around in everybody else's wheeze and poos to find out whether they're on drugs, do you reckon they go home and say, boy, I've got some great stories from work today? Just wondering. Marcus was talking pokies last night.
When it comes to pokey machines, my views are quite clear-cut, or always have been quite clear-cut. I'll just get rid of them. Got no time for them. And not only do I have no time for them, I have no time for any organisations that take that money. For me, that is blood money. If you're taking pokey money, then you have starving children on your hands and on your conscience. I would not be involved with any club or any organisation that takes pokey money. However, I do now understand that if you want to lose your house, you can do it all online these days anyway. And I think online gambling is the real problem, and it's very difficult to combat. Jason, it's Marcus. Good evening.
Oh, hey, mate. Hey, I really agree. Hey, these whole poker sense, mate, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, eh?
Disgusting things.
They're disgusting things. And you know what? I don't reckon you can take a single dollar from those machines without being an accessory to some sort of...
No, of course you can't.
What I mean? Like you can't. If you watch a snuff movie, you're an accessory to murder, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know how to...
Or if you're watching child pornography, you may as well be guilty of the crime because you're enabling it.
Absolutely, yeah, same thing.
Wow, so there you go. All those charities who have been supported by takings... profits from pokey machines over the years have now been lumped into the same batch as child pornographers and people who kill people on film for kicks. Interesting. Maybe they're right. We're going to finish up here with this curious case of the people who've been leaving out weird pagan offerings that might kill dogs. I'll let Chelsea Daniels explain.
There's been some confusion over the discovery of three strange packages found at a Sandy Point car park, and it came to the attention of the Invercargill City Council after a dog ate part of one and was taken to the vet over fears of poisoning. Now, the three packages contain a combination of meat, vegetables like onion and flowers presented in a hole with a colourful flower on top. Now, the parcels were taken to the Southland SPCA, but they've decided not to go ahead with testing, saying it's known onion is poisonous to dogs. Nevertheless, the packages are very strange to the average person, but not so weird to a pagan elder I showed the photos to. Antonius Tenberg, an Alsha Shargodi, or a high priest of the Pagan Alliance New Zealand, says that it appears to be the work of pagans, and says it's nothing sinister. He says while the meat is usually used in silencing spells, he says these look like an offering to the land spirits, something that's common during the change of seasons.
Right.
Lord. How did you happen to know a pagan leader?
With extensive research, my friend, and my ability to become friends with anyone in all parts of life.
Wow.
You should get that put on a T-shirt.
And what was his name again?
Antonius Tenberg. He is an Alsha Shargodi.
There we go.
I'm probably saying that one wrong. A high priest or elder of sorts of the pagan spirituality religion. as such.
There's got to be a Canon Media Award in that,
Joseph. I'm a bit confused that this thing contained what she described as not onion, but vegetables like onion. Does she mean like Spanish onion? I mean, it's still onion. And also, this is news to me that onion is poisonous to dogs. I knew about the chocolate thing. You're not supposed to give them chocolate. Now you can't give them onion either. Jeez, dogs are fussy, aren't they? Well, I guess it's a problem. They're not fussy. They just eat it and then suffer the consequences. A bit like us. I'm Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Wednesday. I will see you back here again tomorrow. Again, at the end of the podcast, Weirdly Hungry.